And several years, I've never sheared my sheep without washing them, not yet. But it's a fashion that's gone out a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I've never sheared mine yet without washing. Of course, I always go down and wash nosy people, you know. And I go and dip them for them. I mean, I've dipped as many as 1,400 sheep in the summertime down here, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's handling a few, you know. I actually dip them, you see. And I actually wash them for shearing. I've done for some years. Well, I've never sheared yet without washing. And several years, about three others and myself, in the top prices, in the best advertising, that sort of thing. When they used to have an open auction, you see, public auction at Leicester down in the Granby Halls. Well, for several years, there were three others and myself in the top prices, on the heading mark. Well, one year, I mean, everybody practically sold sheep at that time of day, you know. Mm. Almost everybody. More than I are now. But one year in particular, I beat everybody in price. Ah. Mm. Individually, beat everybody. So we achieve a bit of something, don't you?
Yeah. This washing of them, do you get a better price for the wool?
Oh, I think it's about eightpence and halfpence a pound more.
See.
Would pay for washing.
Ah.
Now, you see, you get eightpence and halfpence a pound and a sheep cuts 5 or 6 pound. Well, there's 5 shillings for you, isn't there?
Mm.
Well, that's money, you know. 5 shillings a sheep, money, you know. It doesn't cost 5 shillings each to wash them, you know.
No.
Well, you know, when this last war started, before that, they used to be sold by public auction at Leicester. They used to have 2 days on view. Mm. And I said to when I took it in once, I said to one of the auctioneers, I said, well, how do they know what these merchants used to have a couple of days looking, inspecting it, you see, before the sale. I said, well, how do they know what they're going to give for this wool? Well, he said, I asked the same question myself. He said, and this here wool stapler told me, he said, if we couldn't value it to the tenth of a penny, he said, we shouldn't be wanted. So, I mean, it's fine valuing. I mean, the variety and classes of wool there is, you know, it makes a bit of doing.
Mm.
So, I mean, they've got to understand their job to value it to the tenth of a penny, haven't they? That's what he told me. He said, I asked the same question myself, and he told me if we couldn't value it to the tenth of a penny per pound, he said, we shouldn't be wanted.
Mm.
Well, I tell you, I beat everybody individually, one year in particular, but for several years there were myself and about three others in the headlines. Well, then, when this last war started, the government took it over, you see. They requisitioned it. Well, when my mother was alive at that time, and when they sent the weight of wool back and the price and that sort of thing, and the cheque, I just opened and had a look and see what it come to in the cheque come to in value and that sort of thing, and I didn't think much of it, and I handed it to my mother to have a look at, you know. She soon seen written on the bottom, this is a very nice clip of wool, has been well looked after, and we've given you the top price. That was written. I said, here, let's have a look at that. She soon saw it there.
Mm.
Well, that was written on the bottom, this is a very nice clip of wool, and has been well looked after, and we've given you the top price for it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what did you get that more?
It's worth doing.
Well, I expect it's about somewhere, but I don't know where. Well, that's quite true.
Mm.
There's no romance about it.